Beneath our feet lies an entire kingdom of life so vast, so influential, yet so hidden that most of us barely acknowledge its existence. Fungi, neither plant nor animal, but something else entirely, form one of life's great kingdoms, yet we've documented less than 10% of an estimated 3.8 million species. These organisms sustain all terrestrial life, digesting pollutants, making soil, nourishing plants, and influencing our atmosphere. The more we learn about fungi, the less makes sense without them. Plants only left water 500 million years ago through collaboration with fungi that served as their root systems. Today, over 90% of plants depend on mycorrhizal fungi, forming what scientists call the wood wide web. 400 million years ago, enormous fungal structures called prototaxites dominated landscapes, standing taller than buildings when plants were barely knee-high. Humans have deployed fungal solutions since before we were Homo sapiens. Neanderthals used penicillin-producing molds to treat infections 50,000 years ago. Beyond medicine, fungi produce 60% of industrial enzymes and 15% of vaccines. Despite their importance, fungi have received minimal scientific attention compared to plants and animals, a striking oversight given how fungi challenge our fundamental concepts about life itself. Imagine holding 2 kilograms of white truffles worth $12,000, their value derived from their powerful aroma. These underground fungi solve a fundamental challenge by producing scents potent enough to penetrate soil, enticing animals to dig them up and disperse their spores. When we experience a truffle's aroma, we're participating in the fungus's chemical ecology, a relationship evolved over millions of years. Unlike our centralized olfactory system, fungi experience chemicals through their entire bodies, living bathed in a rich field of chemical information, and using these compounds to communicate with plants, animals, other fungi, and themselves. Mycelial networks form through branching and fusion, with hyphae finding each other through homing, the fundamental attraction of fungus to itself. Some fungi produce chemical traps only when detecting nearby prey, as with nematode-hunting fungi that sense worms. Scientists often reduce fungi to automatic responders without deliberate intentions, yet mycelium actively senses and responds to surroundings in unpredictable ways. Perhaps we need to expand our concepts of communication beyond requiring mouths, ears, or nervous systems. Fungal hyphae take both paths at forks, existing as both singular and plural entities. Mycelium serves as ecological connective tissue, linking the world through soil, sediments, and organisms. Wood-rotting fungi demonstrate sophisticated problem-solving by remodeling their networks when finding food, withdrawing exploratory parts while strengthening connections to new resources. They show directional memory, growing toward previously discovered food even after separation. Unlike animals, mycelial networks operate with distributed intelligence without any central control. A fragment can regenerate an entire network, making mycelia potentially immortal. Hyphal tips generate pressure up to 80 atmospheres, enough to penetrate barriers like Kevlar. Research reveals electrical signaling allows fungi to integrate information across networks. Microelectrodes detect regular impulses firing about 4 times per second, similar to animal sensory neurons, with rates doubling when wood contacts the mycelium. While traditional definitions of cognition center on human-like brains, Darwin pragmatically defined intelligence as how efficient a species becomes at doing the things they need to survive. In 1869, Swiss botanist Simon Schwendener proposed that lichens weren't single organisms, but a fungus and alga living together. This dual hypothesis faced fierce opposition from scientists shocked that different species could form a single organism with its own identity. Lichens cover about 8% of Earth's surface, exceeding tropical rainforests. As polyextremophiles, they survive multiple extreme conditions, thriving in deserts, inside solid rock, and Antarctica's dry valleys. They withstand temperatures of minus 195 C and can live for thousands of years. Lynn Margulis's endosymbiotic theory revealed that eukaryotic cells formed when single-celled organisms engulfed bacteria that continued living inside them. Mitochondria and chloroplasts descended from these bacteria, making complex life a story of the intimacy of strangers. Lichens challenge our concepts of biological identity. Humans can't be defined purely anatomically. We host more microbial cells than our own, developmentally or genetically. Viral DNA comprises 8% of our genome. As one seminal paper declares, there have never been individuals. We are all lichens. Psychedelic fungi alter human consciousness by dissolving boundaries of self and creating mystical experiences. Their ability to soften rigid thinking makes them effective medicines for addiction, depression, and existential distress. Some fungi manipulate animal behavior with remarkable precision. Ophiocordyceps unilateralis hijacks carpenter ants, forcing them to climb and clamp onto leaf veins at the ideal height for fungal reproduction, using chemicals to control movement while avoiding the brain. Psilocybin mushrooms show significant therapeutic potential. A 2016 study found a single dose with psychotherapy reduced psychological symptoms in 80% of terminal cancer patients who reported profound experiences of interconnectedness among their most meaningful life events. Brain scans reveal psilocybin actually reduces brain activity, particularly in the default mode network, the DMN, the brain's corporate executive that maintains order during idle thought. When the DMN is suppressed, cerebral connectivity expands with new neural pathways, with therapeutic effects linked directly to these mystical experiences. 600 million years ago, green algae survived on harsh, desolate land by forming relationships with fungi that evolved into mycorrhizal partnerships. Today, over 90% of plant species depend on these fungi, more fundamental to plants than flowers, leaves, or even roots. Mycorrhizal fungi are the true roots of terrestrial life, with hyphae 50 times finer than the finest roots, collectively stretching half the width of our galaxy. This relationship thrives through sophisticated trading. Plants supply carbon to fungi, providing more phosphorus, while fungi receiving more carbon provide more phosphorus in return, adapting based on circumstances. Albert Howard, a founding figure in organic farming, warned in the 1940s that chemical fertilizers would disrupt these mycorrhizal associations upon which the health and well-being of mankind must depend. Modern research confirms his concerns. Conventional farming practices reduce mycorrhizal fungi, organisms that hold soil together, increase water absorption, store carbon, and enhance crop resilience. Fungi are veteran survivors of ecological disruption, inventive, flexible, and collaborative through catastrophic change. With Earth threatened by human activity, radical mycologists are exploring partnerships with fungi to help us adapt to life on a damaged planet. Fungi might save the world through mycoremediation, using fungi to restore contaminated ecosystems. They can digest pollutants, including toxic chemicals, pesticides, explosives, crude oil, some plastics, and pharmaceuticals. Grassroots projects worldwide are deploying fungi to clean up environmental disasters despite limited institutional support. Beyond decomposition, fungi can create. Companies are pioneering mycofabrication, growing building materials from mycelium as sustainable alternatives. Mycelium weaves through agricultural waste, creating a material stronger than concrete when bent, more insulating than polystyrene, fire retardant, and fully compostable. In studying fungi, we're reconsidering what it means to be alive. These organisms exist as networks rather than individuals, solve complex problems without brains, and blur boundaries between organisms. By embracing fungal ways of being, collaborative, adaptive, and interconnected, we might discover new paths forward on our damaged planet.